Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath, and this is the Midday News. Human rights activist Jacques Toubon has strongly criticised freedoms within French society in a newly written report which has been published today. His wording, "France has never been so repressive," has sent out strong signals through the political sphere. Toubon, who was previously a government minister, stated that he has grave concerns for what he sees as diminishing liberties in France. He said that his findings are clearly illustrated by the past 4 months of demonstrations against government policy by the Gilets Jaunes movement. Linked to such claims regarding personal freedoms are new figures relating to day-to-day problems, for which the general public are increasingly having to resort to legal means to claim what they consider should be rightfully theirs. Statistics show that 93% of registered complaints are linked to failures in the public service, which includes major delays in pension payouts, the axing of driving licence departments within local préfectures, and decreasing levels of medical and hospital services. President Macron has given his full support to the decision made by the ageing Algerian president Abdelaziz Bouteflika to stand down. On announcing his intention to stand for a fifth presidential term, those opposed to his plans took to the streets in mass demonstrations, which have also spread to France. He has promised an interim leadership to manage the elections in April. Today is a crucial day in Great Britain as British MPs vote for the latest stage in the increasingly acrimonious Brexit negotiations. In a vote this evening at the House of Commons, politicians will decide on the future of the country as it prepares to exit the European Union later this month. British Premier Theresa May has been in talks once again with Brussels and has come away with amended proposals which she assures have secured better guarantees on the question of the border with Northern Ireland. And finally, in football news, as French footballing hero Zinedine Zidane returns to Real Madrid and will take part in his first training session today, 9 months after leaving his position. Hopes are high that he will reignite the Spanish team in their forthcoming matches. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.